For the beautiful hymn presented by the choir.
感谢神，给我们唱这么美好的歌曲。
And it is good to worship the Lord together with you this morning.
今天能和大家在一起敬拜神是非常美好的一件事情。
This morning I would like to speak to you on the topic, Do Not Worry.
今天我所要讲正道的题目是不要忧虑。
I think this is a topic where, I think it is in...It is clear that it is in something that is impossible to do by our own strength.
我知道今天讲的题目是我们大家凭自己的力量是没有办法做到的一件事情。
Especially since we live in a very stressful society.
特别是我们活在一个非常高压力的一个社会里。
But I would like for us to look at the words of Jesus this morning.
今天早上，让我们大家一起来看一看耶稣的话是怎么说的。
And I'd like to look at one passage, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34.
今天我们先要看的是马太福音六章二十五节到三十四节。
Please look with me in your Bibles as I read.
请和我一起翻到马太福音六章二十五节到三十四节。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry.About your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, about what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans...run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
马太福音六章二十五节到三十四节说道，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呐，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义。这些东西都要加给你们了，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
I'd like to also look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
让我们大家翻到腓立比书四章的六到七节。
Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, Do not be anxious about anything.But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章第六节到第七节说道，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we can come into your house this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这个特权，我们能来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
And Father, we thank you that by the sacrifice of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, our worship can be acceptable in your sight.
天父，谢谢你，因为你牺牲了你的独生爱子耶稣基督，使得我们在你的眼里能够得你的喜悦。
And we can know that we are fully accepted by you.
我们知道我们完完全全地被你接纳。
For the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from every sin.
因为耶稣基督的宝血洗清了我们身上所有的罪过。
And Father, I pray that you would use your word this morning to speak to us.
天父，我们祈求你今天早上能用你的话语与我们说话。
As we deal with this problem of worry in our lives.
当我们在处理和对付我们生命中这个忧虑的这件事情的时候，
Father, I pray that you would show us from your word how we should deal with this.
父啊，请你用你的话语来告诉我们怎么样的来对付忧虑的这件事情。
So we might be more useful instruments for you.
我们可以成为在你神国中一个有用的器皿。
Channels, Lord, through which you can work through us to glorify your name.
成为荣耀你名的一个管道。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we look at verses 25 to 34 of Matthew 6, we need to look at a couple verses before that for context.
在我们读马太福音六章二十五节到三十四节之前，我们想看一看前面的几节讲了些什么。
We see that in verses 19 to 20, Jesus addresses the issue of not storing up treasures on earth, but to store up treasures in heaven.
在前面的，也就是马太福音六章十九节到二十节，耶稣讲到不要在地上积财宝，要在天上积财宝。
And we see in verse 24 that Jesus also addresses the issue of not loving money.
在二十四节的时候，耶稣讲到了我们不应该爱慕金钱。
But that money can become an idol in our lives that we love more than God.
因为金钱很可能成为我们生活中的偶像，让我们爱金钱多于爱上帝。
Verse 24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money."
马太福音六章二十四节说到，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。在这里，马门是财力的意思。
And although storing up treasures on earth rather than in heaven and also loving money are issues that can apply to anyone.
这里面谈到的在地上积财宝和在天上积财宝，还有这个爱钱超过爱神的这两件事情，其实可以适用在我们身边的每一个人。
It is most likely spoken primarily to those who were considered to be well off in Jesus' time.
可是在这里的章节里，耶稣讲的是他所针对的观众是听众是当初在耶稣的时代比较富有的一群人。
These were people who would be tempted to trust in their possessions.
他们因为他们富有，所以他们会受到诱惑，他们会把他们的信心和倚靠放在他们的钱财上面。
And to be self-satisfied in what they considered to be the security of what they had.
他们在他们所谓的安全感上，他们得到自我满足。
Which was a false security, for it could be here today and gone tomorrow.
他们这些所谓的安全感其实是一种假象，因为他们今天可以很富有，明天就一贫如洗。
I think we are constantly reminded in the news of this truth.
我们经常在新闻里听到也看到这些事实。
The most recent of which was the Glendora fire.
你们最近听过在 Glendora 的这个大火吗？
They could also worry about keeping what they had and how to get even more.
他们也会忧虑，他们忧虑的是事情是他们如何保住他们身边的财产，以及更多的得到别的更多的财产。
And in verses 25 to 34 that we just read this morning,
在我们今天早上读的25节到34节里
In these verses, Jesus is most likely addressing those in the society who did not have much in the way of physical things.
在这几节的经文里面，耶稣对的听众是另外一群人，也就是他们在物质上比较贫乏的一群人。
There was not much in the way of certainty in their lives.
在他们生命中，他们不是很有把握。
Even in the basic necessities of life, such as food and drink and clothing.
他们没有把握他们是不是能吃得饱，是不是能喝得足，是不是能穿得暖。
And these were people who would be tempted to doubt God's provision for their needs.
这样的一群人，他们的他们也受到诱惑，他们会经常的怀疑神是不是可以提供他们每日的需要。
Who would worry and fear in their insecurity.
他们也会担忧，也会惧怕，因为他们没有安全感。
Because of what they did not have.
因为他们的物质上真的是很缺乏。
But Jesus tells them that as long as they put God first in their lives.
可是耶稣告诉他们，只要你们把神放在你们生命的第一位。
The seeming insecurity that they had would be a false insecurity.
他们所谓的这个不安全感也是一个不正确的概念，是一个是一个错误的概念。
Because he would surely provide for their basic needs.
因为天父一定会为他的儿女提供一切的需要。
So when Jesus says in verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear."
在二十五节，马太福音六章二十五节说，耶稣说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么。为身体忧虑穿什么？生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
He was addressing both groups of people.
他在这里面，他的听众其实是我们前面说的两种人。
And all those in between, and including us here today.
一种是富人，一种是穷人，还有一种是贫富程度居中的人，也包括我们在座的所有人。
And I think that one thing we need to remember and to keep in mind is that.Actually, compared to the majority of the people in this world, I think we can say that every single one of us here this morning can be considered as rich.
就让你们想一想，在相比于世界上其他的所有的人口来说，我们住的这个富有的国家来说，我们其实是世界上所谓的一群富有的人。
And the take-home message of this morning.
今天你们回去所要从这个信息里得到的信息是
is to always put God first in your life.
一定要把神放在你的首位，在你们的生命中的首位。
In doing His will. 做他的旨意。
行出他的旨意。
And living according to His ways.
按着他所要我们的方式生活。
Which is always according to the word.
也就是按着神的话来生活。
And he will provide you with whatever you truly need in your life.
他会供给你所有一切你真正需要的，生活真正需要的东西。
The word worry comes from a German word that means to strangle or to choke.
Worry 这个词是从德语的一个字，也就是说掐死、饿死或者是窒息这个词所来的。
And worry can strangle or choke us mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually if we allow it to do so.
当我们担忧或者忧虑的时候，它真的是在我们的情感上，在我们的灵里面，在我们的身体上，真的就像把我们一点点的空气给去掉，然后把我们掐死，把我们让我们窒息。
It has been claimed that a dense fog consisting of very tiny water droplets that covers 7 city blocks to a depth of 100 feet consists only of one glass of water.
据说区区的一小杯水它所产生的这个天上起的这个大雾浓雾就能罩住大概一个城市的七条街的长度和100英尺的厚度。
And an entire large city can be crippled by something that is as small as a few gallons of water.
只要用几加仑的水所产生的雾就能够使一个大城市处于瘫痪状态。
And worry is almost always something that's very small compared to the size that it forms in our minds.
担忧也是这样，担忧在我们看来好像是微乎其微的事情，可是在我们的心里它却是越来越大。
And the damage that it can do to our lives, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
它在我们精神上，在我们的情感上，在我们的肉体上，和在我们的灵里面产生的这个破坏性也是巨大的。
We need to remember and note that worry is actually a sin.
我们应该记住，担忧其实是一个罪。
In the verses we just read, Jesus repeatedly tells us, "Do not worry."
刚才我们读的圣经的章节里，耶稣来回的告诉我们不要担忧。
It is the sin of unbelief.
这是一个不信的罪。
It involves not trusting in the promises and the providence or the care and love of God.
因为我们不相信神对我们的应许，我们不相信神会为我们提供，也不相信神爱我们。
It is a sin that can be committed very frequently in our lives.
在我们的生命中，我们常常犯这个罪。
But it is also a sin that we can confess before God and know that He will forgive us.
但是我们也要知道，我们可以把这个罪带到神面前来，向他认这个罪。
As we were reminded in 1 John 1:9, for if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书一章九节里说到，你们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So let's look now at three points that Jesus brings out in this passage in Matthew about how to deal with the sin of worry.
我们今天来看一看，在这些章节里，耶稣讲的三点，关于我们如何来对付我们生命中这个罪，也就是担忧这个罪。
The first point that we see from Matthew chapter 6 is that we need to realize that life is much more than just worrying about what we need.
第一点我们所要记得的是，我们的生命不只是为我们的生机而奔波或者担忧。
Jesus says right off in verse 25, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life.
耶稣在25节，马太福音6章25节说到，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。
When he says therefore, he's referring to those who belong to God.
当他说这个所以这两个字的时候，他所说的这个听众的对象是那些神的儿女。
And there are some truths that the Bible tells us that we need to remember that in the fact that we belong to God.
我们要记得这些圣经里告诉我们的一些真理，我们是神的儿女，我们是属神的。
The first truth we need to remember about God and belonging to Him is that God owns everything.
我们第一个所要知道的，我们是属神的，我们是神的儿女，是神，他是所有的一切都是他的。
In Psalm 24, verse 1, the Psalm of David, he says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it."
诗篇二十四章一节告诉我们。大卫的诗说，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
We are merely stewards of what God has entrusted us with.
神只不过是把这些东西交给我们，委托给我们，我们是他的管家。
Managers of God's possessions.
我们是神赐给我们这些东西的经理人。
And I think that sometimes we forget that.
有些时候我们忘记了，我们是只是他的管家。
We consider these things to be mine.
我们觉得我们手中的这些东西都属于我们自己。
I remember one time I was listening to a very popular preacher on the radio.
有一次我在收音机上听一个非常有名的牧师证道。
And he was speaking about the correct attitude that we should have towards our possessions.
他讲我们对于我们手中的这些拥有的这些财产所应该有的正确的态度。
And he shared about how he had just bought a brand new car.
他谈到他刚买了一辆新车。
And shortly after he bought it, he got into a terrible accident.
他大概车还没买多久，他就是出了一场车祸。
He was okay, but the car was not.
他的身体倒是没有什么事情，可是车却报废了。
So he said that he got out of the car and he looked at the car, this brand new car that he just got.
所以他从车里出来的时候，看到这个他刚买的新车的时候，他说。
And applying this truth that God owns all, he says to the car, or he says to God, "Well, Lord, look what just happened to your car."
他想到了这个圣经里告诉他的这个真理，就是说万物都属耶和华。他出来的时候，他说。 神啊，看看你的车，怎么了？
And there is an example of John Wesley, who was a great evangelist in the past.
约翰·卫斯理是我以前一个很有名的布道家。
And his response to someone running up to him and saying, "Mr. Wesley, your house has just burned down."
有一天有一群人跑过来告诉他说，Wesley 牧师，你的这个家都被烧成平地了。
And this was his response.
这是他的答复。
No.It hasn't.
他说，不是的，没有。
Because I don't own a house.
因为我没有任何房子在我的名下。
The one I have been living in belongs to the Lord.
我住的这个房子是属于我的主的。
And if it has burned down,
如果这个房子已经烧没了的话，
that is one less responsibility for me to worry about.
我生活中就少一件事情我可以担忧了。
God owns all.
上帝拥有一切。
The Bible also tells us that God controls all.
圣经也告诉我们，上帝也掌管一切。
That he is sovereign.
上帝是有主权的。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12.
在历代志上29章12节说到。
It tells us, 1 Chronicles 29:12 says,
历代志上29章12节。
Wealth and honor come from you.You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all.
十二节说到，丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。
So God is in control over everything, not only in this world, but also every detail in our lives.
所以神是掌管一切的，不光是这个世界上的一切，你我生命中的一切，神也掌管。
Remembering that God is sovereign will help us when we deal with worry.
当我们担忧的时候，你想一想，神是有主权的，他能够帮助你对付担忧的这个罪。
And we see in Scripture also that we need to rememberIn belonging to God, that God provides all.
在圣经里面，我们也能看到，因为我们属神，神会供给我们一切的需要。
He is the provider.
他是我们的供给者。
One of his names is called Jehovah Jireh.
圣经里上帝有一个名字，我们称他为耶和华以勒。
Which means the Lord who provides, or the Lord will provide.
意思就是说，耶和华必预备。
This is the name that God used with Abraham.
这个是当初在亚伯拉罕在创世纪的时候，上帝亚伯拉罕给上帝取的名字。
We see in Genesis where God tested Abraham by telling him to sacrifice his son Isaac.
在创世纪里有这么一个故事，也就是上帝想试炼亚伯拉罕的信心，叫他把他自己的儿子以撒献上为祭。
He also used this situation with Isaac as an object lesson to show Abraham what he would do in the future in providing, not only for him, but for the world.
他也想用这个以撒的这个例子想告诉亚伯拉罕他以后为这个世界上会预备一个什么样的人也就是救主耶稣。
Before Abraham sacrificed his son Isaac on the altar,God stopped him.
在亚伯拉罕把他的儿子正在要放在祭坛上准备杀他的时候，神让他停住。
And Abraham saw caught in some bushes, a ram or some type of a sheep or lamb.
这个时候亚伯拉罕往那一看，在树枝中卡住了一只小的小羊羔。
And so Abraham took that ram and sacrificed it in the place of Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕把那只小羊拿过来，代替以撒放在祭坛上。
And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14.
在创世纪二十二章十四节说道。
Genesis 22:14, it says, "So Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh." The Lord will provide, and to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
创世纪二十二章十四节说道，亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备的意思。直到今日，人还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And God's ultimate provision was in the giving of the sacrificial lamb.
上帝最终给我们的一个供体就是他把这个最终的一个牺牲的羔羊
which is Jesus, his only son,
也就是耶稣他的独生爱子
who is called the Lamb of God,
我们称他为神的羔羊
who purchased us for God with his own life and blood.
他把我们买赎回来用他自己的生命用他自己的宝血把我们买赎回来
This is God's greatest provision to mankind.
这是上帝对我们人类最大的最大的供给。
We see this in 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19.
如果你们可以翻到彼得前书一章十八节到十九节。
It says, For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from or purchased from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
在彼得前书一章十八节到十九节说到，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
And if God did not spare His own Son, but gave Him to us to satisfy our deepest and greatest need, which is a need for a Savior.
如果上帝不吝惜他自己的独生爱子，把他献上，来满足我们内心深处的一个强烈的一个需要，也就是需要一个救主。
Can we not depend on Him to provide us? With our daily physical needs.
难道我们也不能去仰赖他来为我们提供我们每日的需求吗？
Romans 8:32 says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
罗马书八章三十二节说到，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So we need to realize that life is much more than just worrying about what we need.
所以我们知道我们的生命不只是天天为我们要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么而担忧。
And we need to remember that we belong to the Almighty God.
我们得记住我们属于这个伟大的神。
We see also from this passage that we should not worry because God knows what we need.
我们还应该知道，我们不必担忧，因为上帝已经知道我们需要什么。
We see this in verses 26 to 32.
在马太福音六章二十六节到三十二节说到。
And we will not read this again because of time.
因为时间的关系，我们不重新的读一遍。
But I just want us to focus on verse 32.
可是我想让你们重点看一下三十二节。
Where Jesus says, For the pagans run after all these things, meaning what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear.
三十二节说到，这都是外邦人所求的。也就是说你们想吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
God knows what we really need in each of our lives.
上帝知道我们每一个人生活中需要什么。
Since we are living in perhaps the richest country in the world,
因为我们住在可能世界上最富有的国家里面。
Maybe we don't see food or drink or clothing as a big deal.
我们好像觉得能吃饱、能喝足、能穿暖不是一件大不了的事情。
But back in the time of Jesus, these were considered to be necessities.
可是在耶稣的那个时代里这些都是生活的必需品
that were not easy to come by
他们不是很容易就得到这些吃的穿的和喝的
and not certainties especially for the poor
他们生命中没有什么把握没有什么安全感
and this still holds true for a large portion of the world's population today
对于今日世界上的大多数人口来说这还是一个事实
I think perhaps in our case we need to watchthat having too much in the way of food, drink, and clothing doesn't become items for worry in our lives.
在我们今天的生活里面，我们的这些物质极大丰富，我们吃啊、喝啊、穿啊，都会有很多的这种情况下，我们也有新的这种担忧。
Maybe too much thought and time spent on what to eat and what to drink.
你有没有花太多的精力，花太多的时间去想吃什么？喝什么
Too much time and thought spent in what we will wear.
你有没有花很多时间去想到底穿什么
Too much time spent on preserving prolonging and protecting our bodies?
你有没有经常花时间想怎么样去养生，怎么样去延年益寿？
And in verses 26 to 32, Jesus gives us three examples for why we shouldn't worry.
从诗篇马太福音六章二十六节到三十二节，他给了我们几个例子，告诉我们我们不必要去担忧。
The first example is with the birds.
第一个例子是指的天上的飞鸟。
Where verse 26 says, "Look at the birds of the air; they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?"
二十六节说到，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它。你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
If God will even take care of the birds, how much more will he take care of those who are his children through faith in Christ?
如果神能够照顾天上的飞鸟，那么那些因着耶稣基督凭着信心成为他儿女的人们，神难道不会更多的去爱他们，照顾他们吗？
But one thing I do want to note,
但是我想讲的一点是，
part of the example of this of the birds is their diligence in and persistence in looking for food.
他们之所以用这个飞鸟在这个例子里，是因为飞鸟是一个非常勤劳的，非常执着的寻找它的食物。
I'm reminded of that when at dawn or at dusk you see a lot of birds gather in our backyard looking diligently for food.
有时候在黄昏的时候或清晨的时候，看到我的后院里有很多小鸟在那儿勤劳的觅食。
I was even reminded of this by woodpeckers damaging our house, the reason they were damaging it because they were looking for food.
我会想起来有一些啄木鸟，在我们的这个房子上拼命的啄，他们并不是想破坏我们的房子，他们是在寻找食物。
They don't just sit around and do nothing.
他们不是闲散的坐在那儿什么也不做。
In other words, they are not lazy.
也就是说，他们不是一些懒惰的一些动物。
And that example of the birds is a reminder that God will provide for our needs.
这个飞鸟的故事告诉我们，神会提供给我们的需要。
But we need to be actively doing what we should do to the best of our ability and not to be lazy.
但是我们自己也要尽我们自己的能力来勤劳的去工作。
Colossians 3:23-24 reminds us.Where it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
哥罗西书三章二十三节到二十四节说道，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
This diligence for the Lord's sake applies to our schoolwork, our job, looking for a job, responsibilities at home, ministry at church. The list goes on.
我们所谓的要勤奋的为主工作，不光是这里讲的，而且也是我们工作里的。在我们工作岗位上的时候，我们要勤奋为主工作。在学校里也是这样，在我们寻找工作的时候，在家里或者在教会的侍奉的时候，我们都要勤劳的为主工作。
The second example that Jesus gives in this second point is the length of our lives.
在耶稣给的第二点里，他就举了第二个例子，就是我们的寿数。
In verse 27, where Jesus says, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?"
马太福音六章二十七节说到，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
The second lesson is that the lesson of the length of our lives is that our lives, including the length of our lives, are in God's hands.
我们所学的第二个功课是我们的生活、我们的生命以及我们生命的长短，这一切全是掌控在神的手里。
And worrying about our health and even health complications fall under this point.
我们经常担忧我们的健康，担忧我们健康会不会有并发症。这都是我们在担忧的方面，是担忧我们的寿数的这个点上。
Our culture is becoming more and more obsessed with trying to prolong life.
我们的这个文化现在是越来越沉迷于养生、延长寿命。
Every day, articles come out on how we can live longer.
每天我们都有一个都能看到新的文章出来说怎么样能活得更长。
And now more and more people are even trying to come back to life again after they die.
越来越多的人想在他们死后他们能够重新的再活过来。
We already saw this in 1960 with a California millionaire, James McGill.
在1960年代的时候，一个加利福尼亚的一个百万富翁叫做 James McGill， 他就做了同样的事情。
And what he did is already much more widespread today, especially in California.
他当初做的是很稀罕的一件事情，可是在今日加利福尼亚却是不是很稀罕，已经很常见了。
Before he died, he left detailed instructions that his body should be preserved or frozen.
在他死之前，他留下了一个非常写的非常细致的一个遗嘱，就是说他的身体，他的尸体要被冷冻起来。
And in the hopes that one day technology would become so advanced that scientists could revive the body and cure him of the disease of which he from which he died.
因为他期盼着有一天，当这个这些医生会找到一个他这个疾病的医疗方法，能够把他从死里复活。
There are now many people in Southern California who go through the similar procedure of cryonics or cryogenic freezing in the hopes of one day living again.
就在南加州，我们住的南加州这里，我们也看到有很多人用这个人体冷冻法来企图让他们以后死了以后能够再活过来。
For those who are on a budget, they now have a procedure called neurosuspension where you just freeze, you just get your head frozen.
在那些钱包不是很充足的一些人身上，他们所做的是叫做脑悬浮，也就是说，他们只是冰冻他们的尸体的一部分，也就是头的这个部分。
But John MacArthur says, which is also according to Scripture, yet God has bounded or limited the life of every person. Exercise, good eating, and other common sense practices are beneficial when done in a reasonable way and looked at in the right perspective.They no doubt can improve the quality and productivity of our lives, but they will not force God into extending our lifespan.
John MacArthur, 曾经说过，当然就是这些饮食健康的饮食啊，运动啊，还有一些常规的一些做法，一定是会提高人生命的品质。如果我们用正确的方法去做，或者用正确的角度去看它。但是无论我们怎么吃的健康，无论我们怎么运动，我们都不能强迫神能使我们的寿数增长。
David said in Psalm 139 verse 16.
在我们圣经的诗篇139篇的第16节，大卫说道
All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
Dr. Charles Mayo of the famous Mayo Clinic wrote this.
在梅尔医疗中心的创始人之一Charles Mayo 他说到
Worry affects the circulation, the heart, the glands, and the whole nervous system. I have never met a man or known a man to die of overwork, but I have known a lot who died of worry.
Charles Mayo 说道，他说当我们担忧或者忧虑的时候，它会影响我们所有的这个循环系统，影响我们的心脏，影响我们的腺体，也影响我们的一切。所以他说，我从来没有见过哪一个人是因为过度劳累而死，但是我却见到很多人是因为忧郁致死。
And as a former immunologist, I also know as a fact that chronic stress is known to suppress the immune system, making you more susceptible.To getting sick.
作为一个前免疫学医学家，我也知道，如果我们长期的担忧，长期的有这种压力的话，它会压抑我们的免疫系统，使我们非常容易生病。
Now, this does not mean that we don't care for our bodies.
我所说的并不是我们不要好好的照顾我们的身体。
But our primary concern is how to use this gift of life that God has given to us.
可是我们生命中最大的、最要关心的事情是，我们怎么样好好的来活，用我们的神赐给我们这个生命来活我们的生活。
To obey, honor, and glorify Him.
我们来顺服他，我们来遵从他，我们来荣耀他的名。
But the most important concern
但是最重要的一件事是
is that we actually have the assurance of the gift of eternal life that God has given us that only comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣里凭着信心我们有这么一个确据上帝会赐给我们这么一个永生的这么一个恩赐。
Not just these short years that we have on this earth. But the assurance of where we will spend eternity.
我们的确据不是这个短暂的生命，而是我们生命之后的这个永远的这么一段。
And that eternity is spent with God in heaven.
我们和神一起站在一起，站在天上。
Hebrews 9:27 tells us, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
希伯来书9:27节说到。 按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Scientists will never be able to pull us back out of death.
科学家们没有办法把我们从死里复活。
There will either be, in the future, we will either be in eternal separation from God in hell, or we will have eternal life with God in heaven.
我们死后有两种去处，一种是与神永远隔离，在地狱里受苦；一种是与神在天上同住。That's
why Romans 6:23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
这就是为什么罗马书6:23节说到，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里。
Your eternal life should be the greatest concern if you do not have Jesus.
我们现在生命中最大的，应该想的最大的问题，应该是我们在耶稣基督里的永生。We
see also that Jesus gives a third example of clothing.
我们看到耶稣给了第三个例子，就是衣裳。And
he uses the example of the flowers of the field adorning the grass of the field.
他用地里的百合花来这个装饰这个草的这个例子。
Clothing is not only used to cover us, but it is used to make a person more beautiful.
衣服不光是来遮掩我们身体的，也是来美化这个人的形象的一种方式。
That was a concern during Jesus' time, and even more true today with all the fashions and fashions overload that we have today.
那个时候在耶稣的时代里，衣服就已经是大家关心的一个问题，更不要提现今的这个社会里，在我们这个充斥的这个时尚。
And yet anything that King Solomon had back in his days, which was the gold standard, or anything that we see today, even in any stores, cannot compare with the beauty of flowers.
在那个时代里面，所罗门王所穿的任何东西，当初是一种以黄金为标准，也就是金本位制的一种时代，以及现在人手里能织出来的任何人造的这些衣服。
And what we see, the lesson that we see in verses 28 to 30 of Matthew 6 is that if God provides a natural, beautiful adornment or covering for even the grass of the field that is just here today and tomorrow it is gone.
我们在这里看到的是，他们都没有办法与这个野地里的野花来媲美。也就是说，上帝为这些野地里的草，今天还在，明天就要丢在炉子里了。上帝还为他们配这么好的装饰。
Will not he at least provide a decent covering for those who are his children and who will be spending eternity with him?
难道他不会为他自己的儿女，也就是在和他一起在天上会度过永生的自己的儿女，准备更加体面的衣裳吗？
And he says in verses 31 to 32,
在马太福音6:31节到32节说,
where he says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们所需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
In other words, these are the worries of those who do not know God.
也就是说，这些想法应该是那些不认识神的人，他们会担忧这些东西。Who
do not trust in him.
他们也不信靠神。But
for those who know Jesus and are the children of God,
但对于那些认识耶稣的，是神的儿女的人来说,
you can trust that your heavenly Father knows your needs and will provide for all your needs.
你应该相信你的天父知道你需要什么，他也会供给你的需要。God
is a good God.
神是一个美善的神。And
he cares for the needs of his children.
他会关心我们所需要的东西。
As a matter of fact, in Matthew 7:9, Jesus says, which of you, if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
马太福音七章九节到十一节说道，你们中间谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
So Jesus is saying that even if you as parents, as sinners, as imperfect and not good like God, know to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven, a good God, give what is best for his children?
耶稣在这里说的是，当你们父母，我们父母都是不完全的，都是自私的，都是没有上帝好的，连我们都能给我们的儿女好东西，难道上帝不会给他的儿女更好的东西吗？
But we need to remember that whatever God gives us is for our best and for our good. Sometimes we don't see it as good, but God knows what is best for us.
可是我们要记住，上帝给我们的东西都是为着我们的好，都是对我们来说最好的。
The third point that we see in Matthew 6 is that Jesus says that our primary concern should be about what God wants us to do.
在马太福音六章三十三节到三十四节说到，我们生命中我们最应该关心的事情是上帝要我们做什么。
Your focus in life is not just to be about what you need.
你在生命中的这个焦点不是老是想我需要什么。
God knows what you need.
上帝知道你需要什么。
Focus rather.On the primary concern, which is what does God want you to do?
把你的焦点放在这一点上，也就是说，上帝要我做什么？
To put him first.
把他放在首位。
Verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
马太福音六章三十三节说到，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
These basic needs in our lives that we have looked at this morning could perhaps represent, at least in part, many things that can be connected to them today as basic needs of today.
我等会会举几个例子，讲到我们生命中我们所看见的我们的需要，这些需要可能是我们真正的生活中的需要的一个部分。
What we see today as to what we truly need could be linked to needs that we have that are linked to our school.
我们所需要的一些东西也许是我们在学校里的一些需要。
Or our work, or our home, or our ministry.
在我们工作单位的需要，或者在我们的家里的需要，也许是在我们教会的侍奉的需要。
Or perhaps even a future mate.
也许是一个希望神给我们找一个未来的配偶。
Of which God knows what is best for you.
上帝知道对你来说什么是最好的。
And never place your desire for a future mate before God.
永远不要把你对以后配偶的这个欲望放在爱神之前。
Your love and devotion to him must come first.
你对神的爱，对神的忠心应该放在首位。
These basic necessities all have to do with our body.
我说的这些基本的需要全都是和我们的身体有关。
But we need to be careful that we are not living for our bodies.
但是我们要记住，我们不是为着我们的身体活。
But we are putting God first by living our lives for Him.
我们为神来活，就是把神放在我们的首位。
To seek first the kingdom of God.
先求神的国。
That means to seek His authority or rule in our lives.
寻求他的权柄，寻求他在我们生命中的掌权。
To be submissive to His lordship.
顺服他的主权。
Whatever He wants us to do.
不管他要我们做什么。
And to desire what is best for God's kingdom, which includes making Jesus known to this world through evangelism.
我们心里所想的都是对于神国来说什么是最好的。我们可以通过传道的方式来让人们知道耶稣基督。
We need to seek first also the righteousness of God.
我们还要先求神的义。
Always wanting to do what is right according to God's word.
我们要知道怎么样按着神的话能活出正确的一个生活方式。
To live holy lives.
能活出一个圣洁的生活。
Taken together.
把这两点加在一起。
What it means to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
先求神的国，神的义是什么意思呢？
Can mean to put God first in all your decisions in life.
在你生活中任何的做的大小抉择，你都要把神放在首位。
To always have the word of God as your ultimate guide for what you must do and how you should live.
神的话，永远是你生活的向导。
To watch out for distractions in this world and in our lives that lead us away from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
我们还是要警醒，我们不能让别的事情让我们分心，使我们没有办法忠心的追随主。
To watch for opportunities to witness for Jesus.
我们要常常的寻找机会来为神做见证。
And to always be watchful that these essentials of life.
我们要经常的要警醒。
Do not cause us to compromise our living a holy life.
我们不要沉迷于这些生活中的一些基本需要，使我们没有办法能够全身的委身于神。
Which is based on biblical commands and principles.
当我们委身于神的时候，我们是用神的教导，用神的原则来过这个生活。
Sometimes we are tempted because we get so caught up with what we consider to be the necessities of life that actually we actually compromise the way that we actually should live according to God's word.
有些时候我们过度的注重我们这些生活的需要，我们就在生活的方式上有妥协，我们没有办法按着神要我们教导我们的生活方式来过这个日子。
That is not seeking first His kingdom and righteousness.
那样的话，你就没有先求神的国和神的义了。
And the final part of the message, I want to look briefly at Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
在最后的一部分，我想很快的看一下腓立比书四章六节到七节。
Perhaps some of you are thinking this.
可能有些人在想,
But what about those times when the issues or problems of life seem to be bearing down on me and overwhelming me?
可是有些时候生活中有这么多的难处，这么多的问题，好像压得我们喘不过气的时候，那个时候我们该怎么办呢?
How can I not worry during those times?
那个时候我们怎么可以做到不要忧虑呢?
God tells us in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7.
腓立比书四章六到七节，神对我们说。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
四章六到七节说到，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，并在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And perhaps the primary emphasis of this verse is, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, learn to pray.
这里的重点是要一无挂虑，不要为任何事情担忧。要做的事情是祷告。
This is a very difficult verse to put into practice, and I'm not downplaying things.
这节经节，如果要是能活出来的话。是非常困难的。
We live in a stress-filled society.
我们在一个充满压力的社会里。
The stress from work with deadlines, projects, conflicts with colleagues.
我们有从工作来的压力，也就是我们的项目，我们要在一定的期限呢要交出去。我们和我们的同事之间有冲突。
Exams, papers, expectations from family members at school for school.
在学校里面，我们要考试，我们要做文章，我们还要有我们从家人还有朋友来的期盼。
Perhaps stress from family conflicts.
或者我们和家庭成员之间的冲突。
There are so many pressures in our society that even when a Christian hears these verses in Philippians, he or she secretly smiles pessimistically and feels impossible.
我们身边的压力是如此的之大，所以说，当一个基督徒他读到腓立比书四章六到七节的时候，他心里也暗暗的在笑的说：“这怎么做得到呢？”
But before you consider it as entirely impossible,
但是在你说你绝对做不到之前
，Ask yourself, when was the last time that I really prayed about these difficulties in life that I was so worried about?
你能问你自己一个问题吗？上一次我把我心里担忧的这些事情仔仔细细地放在神的面前带到神面前祷告是什么时候
And really prayed explicitly and at length about these things and regularly.
你有没有仔仔细细地把你的担忧带到神的面前仔仔细细地祷告经常的祷告
In our hurry up society, fast-paced society, our time spent with God are getting shorter and shorter.
在一切的这种速食的时代里，我们和所有的东西都加快速度，连我们和神在一起的时间，我们都是缩得越来越短。
There's a growing amount of literature telling us how we can spend less and less time with God. 7 minutes with God, 5 minutes with God.
我们在能看到有很多的书和很多的文章现在出来，告诉我们可以跟神的灵修的时间可以越来越短。
I guess that's better.
7分钟和神在一起灵修，或者是5分钟。
I guess that's better than nothing.
我认为，我想这可能总比一点都不灵修来说好得多。
But it's not meant to be the pattern of our lives.
可是这不应该是我们生活方式。
Our devotional books is there's a little pamphlet called Our Daily Bread, which is just a little tiny little blurb.That you read each day.
我们平常灵修的一个书籍是一个很小很小的一本书叫做每日灵粮。
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but in reality, it's our daily crumb.
对于本身来说，灵修不是一件坏事，能够这么短时间的灵修。可是这个每日灵粮，也就是每天的面包，在我们的手里就变成了每天的面包渣。
But the psalmist was right when he said in Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, "He who dwells." In the shelter of the Most High, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
在诗篇91章1到2节里，诗人说的非常对，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。
And 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you."
彼得前书5章7节说到，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
J.A. Bengel, who was a minister, said that anxiety and genuine prayer are opposed to each other like fire and water.
有一个作者叫做 J.A. Bengel, 他说。我们的焦虑和我们发自内心的祷告应该是像水和火一样的，是不能相容的。
And D.A. Carson, a theologian, said, I have yet to meet a chronic worrier who enjoys an excellent prayer life.
D.A. Carson 是一个神学家，他也说到，我从来没有看到过一个人有一个非常好的一个祷告生活的人，却会被担忧来长期的困扰。
So we bring our request, every single situation before God.
所以我把所有的要求，所有的需要都带到神面前来。
Throughout the course of the day.
整个一天不停地把你的需要带到神的面前来。
But one of the most important points of verse 6 of Philippians 4 is that we are to do that also with thanksgiving.
但是一个非常有趣的一点，就是在腓立比书4章6节说到，如何地把他们带到神的面前来，是的，带着一颗感恩的心。
Not only thanking the Lord for what He has done for us.
不光是感谢他为我们所做了一些事情。
But also to thank Him, even though it may not make sense, to thank Him for the problem.
虽然听起来很不合常理，可是我们也为他给我们现在的这些问题，给我们的这些难处来感谢他。
And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us to give thanks in all circumstances.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书5章18节说到，凡事谢恩。
Yeah, to give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
And we are not to be.Anxious about anything, but instead we are to pray with thanksgiving.
我们应当一无挂虑，不应该为任何事情担忧，而是要凡事借着祷告来到神的面前。
And in verse 7, it says that the peace of God, He will give us. God will give us His peace that is beyond human understanding.
第七节说到神会给我们平安，这个平安是出乎人意料的平安。
We may not necessarily be taken out of our problems.
也许我们祷告了以后，我们并不能立刻解决我们身边的问题。
But our hearts and minds will be strengthened and quieted by the peace of God.
可是我们的心思意念却被神所坚固，被他给我们的平安所平静下来。
What is that peace like that is beyond human understanding?
这里所说的神所赐的出人意外的平安是什么样的一种平安？
One way that it can be demonstrated in our lives is a strong assurance that God is in control of the situation or problem.
其中有一种解释就是，我们有一个很强的确据，我们知道不管发生什么事情、什么难处，神在掌管一切。
Recently, I received a phone call from my wife.
最近我接到我太太来的一个电话。
As soon as I heard her voice, I knew that something was terribly wrong.
我一听他讲话的声调，我就知道出事了。
It was high pitched and shaky.
他的声音非常尖，然后非常的好像颤抖。
And she said, I just got into a car accident.
他说我刚出了一个车祸。
And she says that the car is in really bad shape.
他说这个车已经撞得不像样了。
And of course, I was worried most of all about her.
当初我担心的是她是否安全。
And she says, I seem to be okay.
她说我看起来应该是没事了。
And the other driver seems to be okay as well.
另外一个被撞的或者撞的司机也是没事的。
But all of a sudden, at that moment, I just felt overwhelmed. Like, you know, she's there, I'm here, I don't know what's going on, I can't help, you know, what, you know, I just, all of a sudden, I just was filled with worry.
当初我有个强烈的感觉，就是他人在那儿，我人在这儿，我们隔得这么远，我没办法就是跳过去帮助他，所以我心里充满着担忧。So
I applied the word of God to my life.
所以我那时候就用了神的话。And
basically, I just quieted down. I said, I prayed. I just said, Lord, thank you for what just happened.
我就安静我的心下来，然后我祷告说。 主啊，谢谢你为了我刚才发生的事情，感谢你。
I don't know why it happened.
我不知道它为什么发生。
But Lord, I know that you are in control.
可是我知道你是掌控一切的。
And that you care about the lives of your children.
而且你关心，你爱护你孩子的生命。
And suddenly, I was filled with worry, but all of a sudden, I just felt this flood of peace just washing over me, so that I was just absolute. Calm, almost like I had like taken those like a Valium pill or something like that.
当初我心里充满了担忧，可是当我祷告完了以后，我好像感到神的平安，就像一股暖流一样的流遍我的全身，好像我服了镇静药一样，非常的平静。
I don't normally take Valium. I just took it once when I had to get an MRI.
我不是经常吃 Valium 这种药，我有时候做核磁共振的时候会吃过。
Okay. But I was filled with this assurance that God was in control.
但是当初我有一个强烈的确据，就是神是掌控一切的。
And I was able to think very clearly about what to do.
我可以非常头脑非常清醒，想到解决办法。
This peace that is beyond human understanding could be an overwhelming sense of God's love.
这个出人意外的平安也可能是一种很强烈的感觉，就是神的爱拥抱着你，或者神的爱覆盖着你。Or
a combination of a sense of God's sovereignty and love.
或者是前面两种的组合，也就是神的主权和神的爱合在一起。It
could come with a sense of wisdom to know how to deal with the situation in the best way.
它也可以是神赐给你一种智慧，让你在这个时候能够安静的、平静的做出一个非常好的一个抉择。But
most often it comes by God, by the Holy Spirit helping us to focus on Jesus.
可是它之所以我们有这种出人意外的平安，是因为我们的重心已经放到了基督耶稣身上。His
love, His sacrifice, His presence.
他的爱、他的牺牲、他的同在。
Worry at its foundation is a lack of faith and trust in God.
担忧说到底就是缺乏信心，不信靠神。
And as I have given you the message this morning, I have to admit that this is a message that is spoken first and foremost to myself.
当我今天早上给你们讲这个信息的时候，我可以向你承认，这个信息在我写的时候对我自己的影响也是非常大的。
I admit that I'm a worrier.
我是一个非常容易担忧的人。
It's better now, but it was. I still tend to worry.
我现在可能好了一些，可是我还是经常有这种倾向，会担忧。
I remember a lesson that the Lord taught me in the past.
我记得在过去的时候，有一次神教了我一个功课。
I used to worry even more, and I knew that worrying was a lack of faith.
我以前担忧的机会更多，我也知道担忧是一种缺乏信心的表现。
And I came before the Lord and I said, Lord, I'm sorry for my lack of faith. I just can't stop worrying.
有一天我来到神面前说，神啊，请原谅我，我好像信心不够，可是我就是不能停止担忧。
And I was afraid that the Lord would punish me because my faith was so weak in him.
我在想我的信心这么小，我真是很担心神会惩罚我。
But by God's grace, He corrected that wrong view of God in my life.
可是因着神的恩典，他改变了我心里的这种错误的想法。He
showed me that He is willing to meet us at the point of our weak faith and to help us to grow in faith in Him.
他告诉我，他愿意在我的信心很小的时候，我们信心很软弱的时候，与我们相遇。
He reminded me with verses from Scripture.
他用圣经上的话来提醒我。
He reminded me of Peter walking on the water and beginning to sink, and Jesus in just gently saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith."
他让我想起一件彼得的事情，就是彼得在水上行走的时候，当看到风的时候，他忽然就往水里沉。这个时候，耶稣所做的是把手伸过去，只是轻轻地责备他说：“啊，你这小信的人呢？”
He reminded me after Peter denied him three times.
他提醒我，当彼得三次否认他不认主的时候
，The word says that Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
啊，这个圣经里说到，耶稣转过头来看着彼得。
Was it a look of anger?
那他是怎么样的看着彼得呢
？Was it a look of rebuke, Peter? You know, what happened to the Peter that said, "I'm willing even to die for you"?
他这是他是一个愤怒的一个看他愤怒的看他一眼吗？还是说是在斥责他呢？彼得，你难道还是当初那个彼得吗
？I believe that it was a look of love.
我认为耶稣看他的时候是带着爱看他的
，instead of anger.
不是带着愤怒
，because he already knew what Peter was like.
因为他知道彼得是什么样的人。
And later he restored Peter.
他在后来的时候恢复了彼得
，by reassuring him that he still loved him.
他告诉彼得，我还是爱你。
And he reminded me of the situation with Thomas that doubted the resurrection of Jesus, saying, "Unless I put my finger in his hand and his hand in my hand in his side, I will not believe."
他使我想起多马的故事，在耶稣复活的时候，多马是不相信耶稣复活的事实。多马说，我不相信你复活，除非我把我的手放在你的手上，我把我的手放在你的大腿上来摸一下钉痕，我才愿意相信。
But Jesus, when he appeared before Thomas, did not say to him, "Thomas, what's wrong with you? You've been with me for 3 years."
当初耶稣并没有斥责他说，多马，你是怎么回事？你跟了我三年，难道还不知道我吗
？He met him at the point of his weak faith.
他在多马信心最软弱的时候与他相遇。
Go ahead, Thomas. Put your finger in my hand. Put your hand in my side, and no longer doubt, but believe.
来吧，多马。你把你的手放到我的手上，把手放到我的肋旁，来摸一摸这个钉痕。
I admit that I still worry.
我承认我现在还是担忧。
I still sin.
我还是在犯罪。
But I have grown over time by learning to go to Jesus during those times more and more often.
但是我学会随着时间的推移，我会把这些担忧、这些烦恼的事情带到耶稣的面前。
And He has met me at my point of weak faith.
他在我信心很小、很软弱的时候，愿意与我相遇。
And He has been gracious to me in helping me to grow in my faith.
他赐给我恩惠，给我恩典，让我能够学习成长。
And I have experienced His peace that is beyond human understanding many times, as I'm sure that many of you have experienced as well.
我也亲身的体会到神赐给我们人的这种出人意料的平安。也许你们在座的很多人能够经历过。
And in closing, I really like one verse or stanza of a hymn called "Be Still, My Soul."
在结束的时候，我想告诉你们一个我非常喜爱的一首诗歌，叫做《我灵镇静》。
When Jesus was on the earth, the waves and the winds were blowing, and the ship or the boat was about ready to be capsized. All he said was, "Peace, be still," and there was complete calm.
在耶稣在世的时候，有一天风和浪起来，这个船会要沉了。最后这时候耶稣站起来，就平静了风浪。
And when we come before Jesus.
当我们来到耶稣的时候面前的时候
，that calm that he can bring to our soul, to our heart, and to our mind can be as instant as him telling the waves, "Peace, be still."
他能给我们带来的这种平静，给我们的心，给我们的头脑带来这种平静，就像当初他在世上能够平静风浪那样，是瞬间的。
But we need to go to Jesus.
但是我们需要来到耶稣面前。
And the stanza of that hymn that I like so much says. The waves, be still my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below.
我最喜欢的《我灵镇静》里的一节歌词是：风浪仍听主命，正如当年尊主吩咐平静。
Let's pray.
大家一起来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning, and Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天早上来到你的面前，我们要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
And Lord Jesus, you reminded us by your word that we are not to worry about our lives.
主耶稣，你通过你的话语告诉我们，我们不要为我们的生命而担忧。
And Lord, we know that this is something that is so difficult to do, something that's seemingly impossible even at times to do that.
主你也知道，对于我们人来说，这非常难做到。
But Lord, we know that whatever you have told us to do, Lord, is also possible.
可是主，我们知道你要我们做的事情一定是可以做到的。
Lord Jesus, you have provided for our greatest need.
主啊，你供给了我们最大的需求。
Lord Jesus, by your sacrifice and by the shedding of your blood, Lord, our sins have been forgiven when we place our faith in you.
主耶稣，因为你的宝血，因为你的牺牲，我们凭着信心能够得到永生。
And Lord Jesus, we now belong to you.
主耶稣，我们属于你。
You will never leave us. You will never forsake us.
你永远不会离弃我们。
Lord, you have fulfilled our greatest need.
你满足了我们心里最深沉的需要。
Will you now just forget about us and ignore us with the needs that we have in our daily lives?
难道你现在会忘记我们，不理我们吗？不供给我们每天的身体上的需要吗？
Lord Jesus, please help us with our weak faith.
主耶稣帮助我们，因为我们是小信的人。
We come before you as your disciples.
我们来到你的面前。
Who said to you, Lord, increase our faith?
就像你的门徒当年来到你的面前说，主啊，请赐给我们信心。
Help us to continue to look to you as the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
帮助我们把我们的眼目定睛在你身上，因为你是使我们信心创始成终的主。
The beginning and the end of our faith.
你是我们信心的首，也是我们信心的末。
But also the sustainer of our faith even now.
你能够坚固我们，保守我们的信心。
And Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here who does not yet know you,
主，我祷告今天在座的有任何人还不认识你的话，
help them to see that the most important concern is not the concern of their life here on earth.
让他们的眼睛能够睁开，能看见最重要的生活中的一些需要，并不是我们生活中这个短暂生命的需要。
The most important concern is where they will spend eternity.
最重要的事情是我们能够有从你而来的永生。
And Lord Jesus, you are the only one who can give them the eternal life that they need.
主耶稣，你是唯一的一个能赐永生给我们的。
Help them to come to know you.
帮助他们来到你面前认识你。
Lord, we thank you for this time today.
主，我为我们刚才在一起在一起的时间向你献上感谢。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你赐给我们话语。
Help us with this problem of worry in our lives so that we can be more useful to you.
帮助我们，让我们不要被这个担忧所缠绕，让我们能成为你有用的器皿。
To be better witnesses for you.
我们能更好的为你做见证。
So that we can be more diligent in serving you.
我们能够更加的勤奋的来服侍你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.